What's that all about? Coming up next.
In the second of our items by Cranley Citizens Advice, I'm going to be speaking to Mike, who's here to tell us about the benefit, which is called PIP, the Personal Independence Payment. Mike's going to tell us who it's for, how to apply, and how Citizens Advice can help. So, good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Linda, and thank you for inviting me on.
Well, it's great to hear from you. We need all the help we can get at the moment. So, you're an advisor with Citizens Advice Waverley. How long have you been doing that?
Well, I live locally, and I started as an advisor in the Cranley office in early 2017.
So you're a well-experienced person here in Cranley. Let's get down to it then. What is Personal Independence Payment, PIP, and what are the conditions for getting it?
Okay, well, you're right, Linda. We call it PIP because it's a bit of a mouthful. It's a disability benefit paid by the DWP, that's the Department for Work and Pensions. People with a disability who are between the age of 16 and state pension age can apply for this benefit. A disability can be physical or mental. There are other disability benefits for people in different age groups to this, but PIP covers the widest age group.
Okay, so do people have to have a means test?
No, it isn't means tested, nor is it taxable, and people can get it whether they're in and out of work. PIP is actually awarded based on how your disability affects your daily living activities and or your ability to get around. So it's not so much the illness, it's how it affects you. You need to have been suffering from a disability for at least 3 months and expect it to continue for at least 9 months. If you're terminally ill, you can get PIP more quickly than that. Mm. And I should just add, if you're not a British citizen, then there may be other eligibility criteria, and your local citizen's advice can advise you on that depending on your circumstances.
Oh, wow, that's quite clear then. So can you get this if you're on Universal Credit?
Yes, you can, Linda. Universal Credit's a means-tested benefit with different eligibility criteria. Many people are able to claim both.
Uh-huh, okay, right. So we think we can claim. How do you start?
Well, the best way to start is by making a telephone call to the DWP. You can find their number online, but it's 0800 917 2222. You will need to give them some basic information like your contact details, your date of birth, and your national insurance number. And that must always be given any further correspondence as well.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me for interrupting a minute here, Michael. I'm always saying to people, listeners, you know, we're still in lockdown. We've got another week. This is the week to get organised with your important documents. And knowing your own national insurance number is really helpful to have it to hand. Sorry, Mike, carry on.
Well, if you really don't want to make a phone call, which we think is the quickest way, then you can actually write to the DWP and try and apply. They'll send you a form, quite a long one, asking about how your disability affects you. And this is where Citizens Advice in Cranley and the other Waverley offices are able to help a lot of people by completing it.
Right, so you phone up, you get the form. Is that when you come along to Citizens Advice?
If people need our help with it, then yes. And it really helps us then if we're contacted as soon as the form arrives, as it will have a deadline for returning. The form asks background information about your condition.
Yeah.
And then goes on to ask 10 questions about the impact on your daily living and 2 questions on your ability to get around. So we often tell people that a useful thing to do while you're waiting for this form is to keep notes in a diary and write down how your disability has been affecting you each day. And is there a difference between good days and bad days? And if so, how often do bad days come? You can also use this time to gather other information such as GP or consultant supporting evidence and prescription lists that you'll need.
Oh, right. So you involve your GPs too, do you?
Yes, you do. The DWP will want to see medical evidence in support of your claim. So if you don't have anything recent on that, you can ask your GP or consultant for a letter. Then after the form sent back, you'll normally be invited to an assessment by an independent health professional. At the moment, those are being done by telephone rather than face-to-face because of the COVID situation.
Right. I can imagine that's quite hard if you're not very good on the phone. Have you had any incidences of people who've not been able to manage?
Well, no, people can manage and you can have somebody with you during that time as well.
Oh, right.
Say you've got a spouse, a partner,
yeah,
and they can contribute to the conversation as well.
Right.
So read that at the beginning.
Okay. So what sort of amount of benefit are we talking about here? Is it worthwhile?
It can be, yes. Once your claim's reviewed, and if successful, you can be awarded PIP either for the daily living part or for the mobility part or for both. Each of these has a standard or an enhanced level of award depending on the severity.
Mm-hmm.
So the lowest level of award, if granted, would currently be £23.60 a week, but the highest could be as much as £151.40 per week.
Mm.
And those are usually paid every 4 weeks. After the benefit's granted, the DWP usually then set a future review date.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come back to you again to check if anything has changed.
Mm.
In terms of is it worthwhile, it's also mentioning that if a benefit award is given, it could, depending on your situation, also help with applications to other things, such as a blue badge.
Oh, yeah, I know. And people have found, I've heard lots of things about it being difficult to get a blue badge. So it's worth doing the two things then. And it's worth doing it really financially too. Are there any snags in the process?
Well, just one other point on that last question.
Because yeah,
as well as the blue badge, Linda, it can also lead to a top-up if you're on means-tested benefits, depending on your circumstances. You can get an extra premium, perhaps. That's specific to your situation and Citizens Advice would have to advise you personally on that situation.
Yeah, but it's worth making that effort.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, great. Okay, so it sounds brilliant. What are the snags? There's always a snag, Michael.
I guess the snags are there's a lot of form filling and the assessment to go through. And after that, the DWP may still decide you're ineligible because your condition isn't affecting you enough.
Uh-huh.
Again, that's a situation where Citizens Advice can often be asked to help out. If you think the decision is not right, we can help you then ask the DWP for a reconsideration.
Mm-hmm.
And if that still isn't successful, you can appeal, which then goes to an independent tribunal. So there are some snags, but whatever happens, we can be there to help you each step of the way through that process.
Yeah, it sounds that for some people it might be quite a daunting process.
Yeah, you're right. Many people do manage this okay, but some people find this quite daunting. But as I said, we're happy to help if needed throughout the claim process and with challenging the award decision if you're not happy with it. This is something that Cranley do quite a lot of, as to the other Waverley offices. So we're well aware of the difficulties that people may have and the problems going through it, but we're happy to help and guide you through it.
So, and that's, you're there for them for as long as it takes?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And no cost?
No cost, no. All of our services completely free, completely independent, completely impartial.
Yeah, that is
completely confidential.
Yeah, it's fantastic help. Sue told us last time that local Citizens Advice bureaus keep the national body informed, so it has a good picture of how well the systems are working or not. Is it the same for PIP? Do you report back on your PIPs?
Indeed, we do, yes. And at that sort of more holistic level, some of our Waverley clients have been helping the national Citizens Advice research team by talking about their experience when applying for disability benefits. And one of our Waverley advisors has recently taken part in a focus group of advisors from around the country to come up with suggestions on how the process could be improved. That could pay benefits because this focus group also included the DWP and the Disabilities Minister. So we are hopeful it could lead to a better experience for claimants in the future.
Well,
takes more account of difficulties in getting the claim through.
Yeah, well, you know, from by all accounts, they need to help everybody make it as smooth as possible. So, Mike, that is a really thorough account of what people need to do. And it's encouraging to know that Cranley office has got really good experience in getting PIP. So, listeners, there you have it. Cranley could be leading the way yet again, showing the minister how to do things better. Whilst the Citizens Advice is helping you, you're helping them to help thousands of others. So if you have a problem, don't just stick that letter behind the mantelpiece clock. Get it out of there. Get along. Get in touch with this Citizens Advice and go from there. Mike, how do they get in touch with you again?
Well, for more information on PIP in the first place, the best place to go is our website, where there's lots of information. That's www.citizensadvice.org.uk. So that will give you as much information as I've given today, plus an awful lot more. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, more generally, you can, of course, also contact us on our telephone number, which is currently 0344 848 7969.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the Waverley website. That will give you an inquiry form that can be emailed into us. So several ways of getting in touch, and Sue did talk through those as well 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Well, we'll make sure they're back on the Destination Cranley Community Radio website. And there you go, everybody, as we go into winter. And looking forward to the new year, make sure you get everything you need for a really good 2021. Michael, thank you very much for coming on this morning. It's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you, Linda. Thank you.